Well, hello and welcome everybody today. You know, there has never been a better time to break through your limits to become the amazing you. And there's never been a greater need in society to let your own light shine. And there's never been a more important time to take your business and your life to completely new levels. Consider for a moment this. What is it in your environment right now that does not exist? Might take a moment to think about that. And think about this. What is it in your community that does not exist? Or what is it in your nation that does not exist? Now, if you stay with that question for a little bit, what's going to happen is you're going to start to realize there are certain things in your environment or in your community, in your nation, that just haven't come to fruition yet. But you, as the amazing, brilliant star entrepreneur or individual that is evolving and growing, you may be the one that brings that into the world. You know, I have a system that I've developed over the last few years that helps me to create all the joy and experience in my life. And I've been using this for many years, and it's very simple. I just ask, what am I going to do different today that I've never done before? Just one thing. That keeps my mind looking and expanding for the newness, the joy, the presence in this world. And if that is something that's important to you, then I encourage you to ask questions like that if you really want to become the best version of yourself and break through all the limits that you have that's actually stopping you from creating health or wealth or great relationships or a super business, whatever it is. You know, I know that when you change your mind and you focus on the things that really can blow you out of the thinking that you're in, life gets better and better. So I hope you'll take me up on this today. And I'm going to give you, when I come back, I'm going to give you three ways that you can change your mindset to have more joy, health, and wealth in your life. How cool is that? We're going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. I'll tell you what that is.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Well, welcome back. This is your host, Kendi Foster, and today we're talking about finding the courage to break through your limits. It was 1999. I was at a seminar with my wife, my mom, my daughter, and who else is that? I think my daughter's friend. And at this seminar, we were challenged to go and walk on 2,000-degree coals, which we all proceeded to do. And it was an amazing experience. My family actually, our mindsets, we got closer together. We changed. It was amazing. It was powerful. It was an experience that I wouldn't trade for anything in the world. And yet, you know, a couple of days after that experience, even though I was at a peak state and I was in a place where my mind was focused, my mind was clear, I had a clear direction, a couple of days later, I realized that that feeling had faded. And now I needed something more. For me, the key that I would encourage you to do, which I do every single day, is I find books filled with only one thing, wisdom. Wisdom that I can incorporate and put into my life. So that's tip number one. That's what I do. Number two is, you know, I set my intention years ago to surround myself with the right friends, the right people. I looked at the people I had in my life. I realized that they were great people, but they weren't really pushing themselves. They weren't taking themselves to the next level. They were in mediocrity is what I would say, and so was I. So I thought, you know, what do I need to do? I need to surround myself with the support, with the right people to help me to take my business and my life to the next level. And the third tip I had for you today was introspection, daily introspection. That starts with journaling, looking dispassionately at our lives, what's working, what's not working, and what can I improve upon tomorrow? I do that every single day. I have for years and years. My life gets better and better and better as a result. Now, do I have challenges and problems and things show up? Yeah, but you know what? That's just part of life. And it's okay because I know whatever shows up is there to strengthen me, to take me to the next level. So I wanted to mention those three little tips with you again, okay? So find books filled with wisdom, set your intentions to surround yourself with the right support system. And then, of course, every day, go ahead and tune into that inner wisdom and guide yourself with asking the right questions. If you would like all of that in a book form, by the way, I just ran a commercial on my new book, you might want to check that out because that book has daily strategies and essential wisdom to awaken that inner genius that's within you every single day. All right, so I would like to now introduce my first guest. And my first guest is actually amazing. So I have time to introduce her, and then we'll go to a break to really tap into her wisdom and her power and her passion. Her name is Denise Mueller-Korenick, and she's a 2-time Guinness World Record holder. She's the first woman to have ever set a paced bicycle land speed record at 147.7 miles per hour in 2016. But then she challenged herself again. And she went back in 2018, and she broke the overall paced land speed record in the world at 183.9 miles per hour. She's off, which is that's amazing. She's also the U.S. Women's Powered Bicycle Record Holder, which is a non-paced bicycle record holder at 70.6 miles per hour, 15-time National Cycling Championship, 2-time Junior World Championship medalist, and she's competed in over 50 half marathons in 29 states, and she's also a Ironman finalist. Denise, I thought I'd get it all in today because this show is about expanding your limits. You've expanded your limits tremendously. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Very, very honored.
Well, I'm really honored to have you in the show. And, I want to just ask you one question before I go to the break. And where drives you? What direction inside of you? Where does it come?
I think it's just a deep inner desire to constantly push my limits and to try new things. I'm not happy being stagnant. I like to see where I could go.
And what would you say the one belief is that seems to have changed everything for you over the years?
Oh, live life to the fullest, because you know what? Tomorrow is promised to no one.
I love that. Okay. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I do want to dive into some of the record-holding events that you've done and exactly some of the steps that maybe others can follow. Now, they won't necessarily be bicycling, but in other areas of life that they can follow the systems, the beliefs, the understandings that you have in your life. So we're going to take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk all about that.
To make a difference, do you need results? Wasabi Publicity is the perfect PR team to help you take your message to the next level. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for innovative practices, Wasabi works with authors, speakers, and organizations committed to doing good in the world. Wasabi believes conversations change the world. Stories you share shape how you think, feel, act, and how you experience life. Ask yourself if your website, social media, and PR coverage reflect the stories you wish to share in the world. Are you making the difference you want to make? Do you have the results you wish to have? Kendi Foster, Voices of Courage radio show host, says Wasabi is the best in the business, period. Schedule a complimentary PR consultation with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber at publicityresults.com.
Have you recently used your phone, computer, and Wi-Fi and wondered if they might be affecting your sleep, focus, or possibly even your well-being? Living Design Technology has investigated recent developments in how electromagnetic energy coming from a variety of sources, including cell phone, Wi-Fi, microwave, radio, and TV, are impacting people and their environment. They have developed simple, effective tools that support the harmonizing of the electromagnetic energies present in your home, office, and car. Living Design Technology works by providing the information nature needs to balance the electromagnetic energies in your environment. It's amazing. Nature is actually doing the work when Living Design Technology is present. Find out more at livingdesigntechnology.com/courage. And put in the code COURAGE to get 20% off your first order.
Well, welcome back. I'm here with record holder, Guinness record holder, Denise Kerenick, and she has broken so many world records. It's amazing. Denise, all right, training. How does a person train their mind for this type of record-breaking experiences?
Oh, that's an excellent question, because training of the mind, a lot of people ask me about training physically because they see it as a physical record, but the training of the mind was an extremely important element, both in the preparation for the record and during the record. And I actually did neurofeedback, brain training. I did, I had a custom CD made for me. So right when I'm falling asleep, I would listen to that every night. And it was very customized for my record and what I was doing. Hypnotherapy, visualization, vision board, you pretty much name it. And I participated in the preparation. Obviously, plenty of prayer before, after, and during. But one of those things is whenever you're preparing for anything, you don't want to be thinking on what you do not want to have, sort of the law of attraction. What you think about is what you manifest. And so it's always thinking about the positive and literally not allowing that fear in. And that can be very challenging because plenty of people have questions about what if, and they think of worst case scenarios. And I developed even a response to that that was very comforting to me, that God forbid something occurred like crashing or things of that nature, because it's a question that invariably would come up. I had a prepared answer on exactly how I would handle that situation that I was very calm with, that didn't allow that fear to get into my mindset.
So you're going behind the dragster. Okay. A dragster is pulling you on the Bonneville salt flats up to 100 miles an hour. If I got this right, somewhere around there, then they're cutting you loose and you're drafting on this, dragster up to 183.9 miles per hour. What goes through your mind when you're in that? Are you in your mind at all?
There is not much of anything but survival that goes through my mind at that point in time, because there is no opportunity to think of anything else than literally survival and being in that precious moment. I always say I have ADHD and my brain's going in a million directions almost at any time during the day. And as an athlete, you hear about people talk about being in that zone. When you're on a life or death situation, an adrenaline junkie, it's almost this magic, euphoric moment where there is nothing else. There is no ability to think of anything else but literally survival. And it's actually a very beautiful, calming state. And if I put it in perspective on time frame, because people would ask, well, couldn't you put your head down to even look at your speedometer that gave you an idea of how fast you were going? I'm focused ahead of me at the bump bar behind this dragster in the fairing, because I have to stay as centered as possible on that. And even looking down to my computer and back up, that time frame, an entire football field of distance will be traveled. So there is no ability other than being ultra focused on the one point that you're in.
How has this helped you in other areas of life?
Oh, well, I tell you what, achieving something that I could look back 10 years ago and go, I would never do that. It basically gives me the confidence to know that, you know, no matter how outside of the box your goal may be, believe in it and go for it. And you just never know where it will lead you. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that I can do pretty much anything I set my mind to. And even if I may not accomplish the goal, the journey has been absolutely amazing. So that's, I think, one of the biggest takeaways.
Well, you know, one of the things I know, because I was part of your team, is that there were a lot of obstacles that you had to overcome. I mean, everything from where you're going to get the vehicle to do this, to health challenges, to all kinds of stuff were coming up. When those things happen for you, what's your mindset? What do you think?
Oh, let's see. Well, that is just part of life. No matter what, there will always be road bumps and speed bumps and things that will try to derail you. And I think if anything, that makes you stronger and makes your desire for that end goal even greater. Yes, I had a bicycle crash in training at 35 miles an hour in a group ride, broke my shoulder blade, stitches in my face, broke a rib, had another incident. I am a competitive shooter also with firearms, and I was out of, and there was an actual malfunction with an aftermarket trigger that I had, ended up with a bullet hole in and out of my leg, which could have been the end of everything. So there was some very huge elements that I could have just walked away from and went, okay, that's my sign. And, you know, I just kept moving forward. And if anything, that made me want it more to overcome.
All right. Well, listen, you are one of the most courageous women I know. Actually, not just woman, persons in the world. All right. Courage. What's your definition of courage? You know, how do you see courage involved in this, what you do?
Well, I always tend to go with the first word when somebody asks me a question, and the first word that does pop into my head, and that was just trying. And I think courage is trying. It does not always mean succeeding, because succeeding sometimes doesn't look like what you think it's going to look like. So courage is definitely trying, because you're either moving forward or you're moving backwards. And I tell you what, I'd rather be moving forward. It's a heck of a lot more enjoyable.
Boy, isn't that the truth? You know, I think that's really inspiring. I mean, I know there's people listening right now in our audience, and, you know, they have a dream. They have something that they've been thinking they'd really like to do. And for whatever reason, it hasn't happened for them yet. And I think that one piece that you just gave them is just like, well, okay, today, maybe today's the day you go out and you do something that you haven't done yet, right? Whatever that is, right? I mean, I can imagine that. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Set baby goals, because it's almost like
I can imagine those first steps that you must have taken, Denise, when things those first steps to go, you know what? I think I'm going to go do this. I think I'm going to go break a land speed record. you just did it. And so it comes kind of natural to you. Is that right?
I wouldn't say I just did it. I actually started with a couple smaller goals that were big goals at the moment, which was to run my very first marathon. And I was inspired by three other ladies at the gym. I had no idea, but I could now literally track back all the way to that individual goal in setting this land speed record. I had no idea that's where it would have led. And it is amazing that setting that one goal, being inspired by three other amazing ladies at my gym who were doing their first marathon, would lead to the land speed record. And I think that's the biggest thing, is you take a risk, you go for one thing, you never know where it's going to lead.
Yeah. You know what? There's another piece I want to talk to you about, because I know you're a very spiritual person, and I'd like to take us to that level when we come back from the break.
All right.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs. Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Listen, I wanted to thank all of you that are listening to us right now on Facebook and YouTube. We're streaming over there right now. I would encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss a show. And also, I want to let you know, at 1 o'clock today, I will be on Clubhouse. If you don't know about Clubhouse, you should get the app. Right now, it's an iOS application. So if you have an iPhone, iPad, iPad Pro, one of those, you can tune into this. But Clubhouse is where I will be at 1 o'clock. I have some special guests coming in, and I hope you'll find me. Just look for 1 o'clock Clubhouse, Voices of Courage. It's on my Facebook page too right now, if you're on my Facebook page. So anyway, and if you'd like to get my latest book, I want to let you know that right now, if you buy The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken That Inner Genius That You Have in You, I'm giving everybody two limitless experience mentoring sessions. It's a group mentoring program. You get two of those when you buy the book. You also get my high frequency broadcast technique to help you keep that energy, that mind focused in the right direction, just like my guest Denise Kerenick does. So check it out, courage to change.us. All right. Are you ready to break through your limits? This, I have Denise Kerenick here. She's a 2-time Guinness World Book World Record holder. And Denise, spiritual side. I know you have a deep spiritual side. How does that play in you doing what you've done and becoming who you've become?
Thank you. Very powerful question. And yes, my Christianity faith is... allowed me to really see the gratitude in all elements of what occurs, whether it is a perceived negative at the moment. There is always something positive to be learned and gained. And also knowing when to listen and how to respond to what you hear. I did have a very, very questionable situation that occurred 5 days after my record, and actually during the record, where many things could have gone wrong. And knowing my faith in God and knowing that I was blessed to be able to make it through, because it was a little death defying at a few moments. And I had a wheel hub that actually broke and shattered 5 days after the event while I was getting ready to do an interview. And if that were to have occurred during the event, that could be absolutely catastrophic. And there were many moments that I became very much aware of God's hand in this record. And even if things were to have gone wrong, I also had that comfort of knowing there would have been a purpose for that. And so I think that the faith and the giving up any fear to God and letting him handle that also allowed me to achieve what I achieved. And of course, I continue to give him honor for being able to achieve this amazing record and to help be an inspiration to other people, because I think that's part of what the whole plan was.
I think it is part of the whole plan. And I think there's another piece to the plan. It's the evolution of the soul, of the wisdom that you have as a result of doing what you do. How would you say your life has evolved?
Oh, well, it's definitely made, as my coach, John Howard says, because he's a previous record holder, it's sort of a subculture notoriety. So a little bit more of awareness on that end. But I think the element is, how has it changed me and from an inside perspective? And for me, the confidence when you achieve goals, and especially when this goal was 6 years in the making and never would have imagined. It was supposed to be a 3-year goal for a women's record and ended up being a 6-year overall record. And I think just every time you make an achievement of a goal, it ends up giving you that confidence inside to continue to try in other areas of your life. And we're constantly evolving and becoming better people. And I think that is the big, huge boost of having accomplished this record, is it's just one more step towards serving others, really.
I love that. All right. Well, listen, I got one final question for you, and I am going to bring you back at the end of the show to answer the question that I think all my guests will want to hear from you. But right now, I want to just ask you, what's next for you? What's next for Denise here?
Well, I've sort of stepped out of the overachieving realm, well, at least in my perspective, because land speed record, that's going to be a hard one to match. No, I'm not going to come back to go for 200 miles an hour or challenge it if somebody else breaks it. I will honor them and give them their, I had my place in history. But for right now, I always like to put out goals. And for right now, I am working on the remaining 20 states or 18 now states of running half marathons. Non-competitive. I just compete with myself. I'm not at that caliber when it comes to running, but I'm having a blast traveling to other states that are holding live events and knocking off those states.
I just love it. Wow, that's cool. Okay, well, thank you for being here and answering some of these tough questions, because, you know, I think it, you've helped really people understand the mindset of success. And that's really what I want to get at today. A lot of people are trying to break through their limits. And, you know, it's it takes work, it takes discipline, but it also takes mentors like Denise Karenik to be able to guide you and show you the way. And her coach, John Howard, who I'm blessed to know and have ridden with here recently, he's a big part of her life. I know that. She tell you that, right, Denise?
Absolutely. An amazing mentor, an amazing coach, an amazing friend.
We all got to have mentors and we got to have amazing coaches. So, all right, Denise, I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, my next guest, Ruble, is going to blow your mind away what he's accomplished. We're going to pick his mindset also. I'll be right back.
Today, women in business are helping each other prosper like never before by overcoming stereotypes, networking together, and sharing essential resources. Since 1991, Women's Wisdom, the premier business networking organization for purpose-driven, soul-inspired entrepreneurs, has helped women grow their businesses and become the best version of themselves. Women's Wisdom hosts online events with celebrity speakers, best-selling authors, and business experts dedicated to helping you, the small business owner, expand your possibilities, build new relationships, and get the right referrals. Take your business to the next level and join Women's Wisdom at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Well, we're talking about how to break through your limits, and I am very blessed today to have global entrepreneur Ruble Shandy. He's the author of the international best-selling book on conscious business strategies, 90 Days to Life, A Journey from Turmoil to Triumph, and the creator of Online Business Accelerator Workshops. Marrying Eastern wisdom and Western know-how, Rubley built three tremendously successful seven-figure businesses before retiring at age 38 to pursue his passion for helping other business owners accelerate their growth using the same principles and strategies that propelled his own success. I can hardly wait to hear those strategies. Welcome to the show, Rubel.
Thanks for having me, Ken.
Okay. You know, you started young. You were like, you're in India, you're 19 years old. What was going on back then? How did you start this?
Sure. 19 years of old age. I was about to finish my engineering and then didn't have enough money to pay off the loan sharks that we owned the house to, who owned our house, basically. So I had to figure out a way to start or do something to pay a lot of money to succeed in life. I felt like there was no other choice. So I started business, not by choice. I was kind of forced to start it. So I started a business, not knowing anything about business. So when I started, we had like $30,000 debt. And then five years later, I have $60,000 debt. So I failed in two businesses before the age of 24. And then basically double my debt. That was the beginning of the story. But I didn't want to leave it there. I wanted to start learning business and start building businesses. Then by the age of 37. So I helped and created three businesses to go multiple seven figures and quit the workforce at the age of 37.
Okay, so you know there was a shift in you, and I think one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show, you know, there's a pivotal time when you decided that there was a connection between your spiritual life and your business life. And maybe it was ingrained in your culture, but in the United States, that's not so. A lot of people don't get connected to. When was that pivotal circumstance that helped you to realize the intrinsic connection between spirit and business?
Yeah. So for that, we need to start even earlier than that. At the age of 14, I started a spiritual journey. I went to extreme spiritual experiences, you know, fasting for a lot of times, and then doing a lot of things that most teenagers would not do, learning, meditating, praying, and doing a lot of things. So I emerged from a spiritual world into the business world, and then I didn't have enough money for food. Right? So I'm doing everything in terms of the spiritual, and then I realized that, you know what, without money, there's nothing is moving forward. So I did not like money in the beginning. I did not like business people. I thought they were like screwed up, crazy, selfish people, right? So I came from spirituality into business, and I realized that we need to have both of this. So it was not spirituality coming into business. It was business coming into spirituality. And that happened throughout a period of life. Today, when I look at it, Ken, everything that we know about sales or marketing or productivity or customer experience or team management, it is all spiritual activities. I could expand more on that in a few seconds.
Well, I'd like you to expand more on that, because I think I think there's a reset. You know this. There's a reset going on in the world right now. You know, the pandemic, the uncertainty around it, the nation shutting down, businesses shutting down, everything shutting down. There's a reset going on, and a lot of people think it's something outside of themselves that's controlling all of this. But what's your take on that?
Yeah, so there is a major reset that is happening, because the Western world, let's talk about sales, for example. The Western insurance salesman came up with the concept of sales all over the world. So whether it is even in India today or anywhere, I help businesses in 14 different countries now. Anywhere in the world, we have one model of selling, which is always be closing, right? Figure out a way, get to that bottom line of what we are looking for, and figure out a way to sell to people. And whether it is manipulation or some techniques, let's sell it to them. That's what we are focused on. And that model is shifting. That model is shifting because consumers are figuring out they are being pressured into buying something. They are being taken advantage of. They are manipulated into buying something. That was the old economy. That economy is shifting to what I call as always be caring. So it's the same ABC of sales, but always be caring. So at that point, you care for the customer deeply enough, and you try to understand the problems of the customers deeply enough. And in some capacity, you understand it more than themselves. And then you articulate that problems to those customers, those potential prospects. And then it reaches a point where your caring is translated into a business for you. So entire manipulative marketing, where you're trying to manipulate somebody into buying something, has shifted, and it's being shifting all over the world that I'm seeing, that into empathy. Because I think it was Steve Jobs who said, empathy and caring is the number one skill in business. That is what is happening now. So marketing is nothing but empathy, being able to dig deep into other person's pain. And sales is nothing but caring, because you're caring enough to solve that for them. That's the new model. Just talking about marketing and sales, that is happening all over the place in business.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I mentioned earlier that I'm going to be on Clubhouse at 1 o'clock. Clubhouse is just an organization that you go come in and you share your gifts, your talents, your abilities, and you're just there for your audience. You're not there selling. In fact, if you sell things, you're kicked out. You're there just to be there to help people to expand, to grow, to evolve, to become the best version of themselves in business and life and health and fitness, everything. And you're right. It is a new model that is coming into the world. The old models don't work. And it's interesting, even when I'm selling my book, right? Today, my book, you know, I give them a couple of group mentoring with myself. I just give it to them. I'm like, here, come in. Let me help you. Let me guide you. I think that is the new message for businesses. Why do you think the shift took place? Why is that happening right now?
So let's talk in metaphor here. So the Western world is all about money. Let's make more money, and let's figure out how to make more money. Let's be billionaires, and let's expand greedy capitalism, and let's have greed drive us completely. The Eastern world is, let's forget about money. We are all, what we have is Maya. So basically, there's no meaning in having anything. Like, we should not possess anything and let's be free. So what is happening is, initially, you know, Eastern world kind of dominated the world in thinking, because most of our spiritual teachers, if you look at most of all of the spiritual teachers, are from Eastern world. Just name whoever you believe is a god is basically from the Eastern world in some capacity. And that wave changed when the need, industrialization and everything else, that need changed into the need for money, just like what happened in my life, right? So I was like going on the spiritual path. At one point, I realized, you know what? I need money. Like, you know, I need, you know, dinaro, whatever it's called, in order for me to survive. That shift pulled the Western world forward. Now it's balancing out. So it is the West and the East is neutralizing to a point that West is learning that we need to have meaning. This is why yoga and Ayurveda and other things from India and Asia and the other practices from Asia are merging from the Western society. So we are creating an emergent behavior from the money-making, selfish part of the human experience of the Western side. There's nothing wrong with that. We need to have that. And the money-hating, the spiritual side of the Eastern world, we are merging to create an emergence. That's going to take us to the next level.
Well, I really love that, because it is the best of India, the best of the East, combined with the technology and the best of the West. And that elevates all of us to the next level. Listen, I got to take a break. When we come back, I want to dive a little deeper into what markets you see. You're coaching businesses around the world. What markets do you see as really flourishing, and markets that might be dying that we might want to just kind of move away from? So we'll be right back, and we'll do that.
Are you- Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Today, women in business are helping each other prosper like never before by overcoming stereotypes, networking together, and sharing essential resources. Since 1991, Women's Wisdom, the premier business networking organization for purpose-driven, soul-inspired entrepreneurs, has helped women grow their businesses and become the best version of themselves. Women's Wisdom hosts online events with celebrity speakers, best-selling authors, and business experts dedicated to helping you, the small business owner, expand your possibilities, build new relationships, and get the right referrals. Take your business to the next level and join Women's Wisdom at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net.
Well, welcome back. I'm speaking to my guest, Rubel Shandy. He's an author of the international best-selling book on conscious business strategies. And I did want to mention that book right now. It's called 90 Days to Life. And this is a book that is going to change your life if you're open to receive it. I think that's the key. So, Rubel, tell me a little bit about the book real quick.
So this... Around 2014, I had this idea. I have been helping businesses for a long time, helping people. I'm still seeing the book here. That's good. So I have been helping so many people over the years. And then I realized, what is the best way to communicate to people about business and teach them about how to do business in a comprehensive way? Like Peter Drucker wrote some amazing books like Entrepreneurship and Innovation, and there are so many books by like famous people about business, and regular folks cannot read that and understand, like, what does that mean? What do I do with my business? So I wanted to write a practical workbook, but then even workbook sounded a little bit boring for me. So I thought I should write a story. So I wrote a story of a woman who's about to commit suicide because she was trying different businesses, but she couldn't succeed. So she's like ready to give up on life. And then she's meeting another person who becomes her coach. And then between that person and this woman, through that conversation, she's learning how to build a business. So we created a completely fictional story that would teach anybody who wants to learn business, who's already doing business, to grow their business to the next level. That's what 90 Days to Life is.
That's awesome. And where can we get the book?
You could go get the book anywhere, especially in Amazon, or search 90 Days to Life by Rubel Shandy, and you could get it. You get a companion guide, which will help you. You could go to my website, rubelshandy.com, and get the companion guide and get the full experience of the book as you're traveling through this.
That's great. For my audio audience, I want to spell that out. It's rubelshandy.com. And that's where you can get this amazing book. And by the way, this book is a book, really, I think, of the future, because more and more the old models of polarization of just like where you started, just doing the spiritual work and no business, or just being focused on business with no spiritual, it just doesn't work anymore. We're coming into a new age. Speaking of that new age, there are some businesses right now that are thriving, and there's some businesses that are probably going by the wayside. What would you say? Let's focus on the thriving businesses right now. What are you seeing out there?
So on a macro level, the businesses that are thriving are the businesses that are innovative. And in that space, in the next 3 to 5 years, the companies that are going to grow, the big companies or the small companies that are going to grow, are the companies that are going to adapt to this new challenges, adapt to this new world. What is a new world? It's not the world of just coronavirus. It's a world of uncertainty. We were getting prepared in the last 5 years because of all the uncertainties that we went through. We were getting prepared for an uncertain world. Like Dennis was talking about, I was fascinated by the interview from Dennis. And then she was talking about like being able to focus on like one thing and only one thing and go on 189 miles per hour. I'm like, really? Seriously? 189 miles? Right. So being able to do the same thing in business, being in an adaptive way in terms of sectors, like healthcare is going to be huge because of what happened. There is going to be naturally, there is going to be so much funding on healthcare and innovation in healthcare. There is going to be major innovation in healthcare. That's going to lead into so many new opportunities. There is going to be major changes in, electric cars. So there is going to be like a lot of innovation related things. Many biotechnology companies are going to show up, gene editing, and so many innovations in different spaces that are going to embrace us. But at the same time, if you're a small business, here is one trend I would like you to see. If you're just like, I don't have that kind of company, if you're a small company or small business, here is a thing that is happening. To the last decade, from around 2010 to 2020, was about expression. What does that mean? What it means is you go on Facebook and you express yourself. You say your opinion, and the loudest person was the person that everybody was listening to. That was last decade. The new decade, 2020 to 2030, is going to be about connection. Multiple reasons. One is that humans are more of a connection species than an expression species, but we had to express ourselves. It's like a marriage. The woman, the man had to express themselves before we come to this connection phase. And also because of coronavirus, we as a collective, our need for connection dramatically increased. And that is what is going to propel businesses from now. So we are looking for human connections. If you could align your business in such a way that you create human connections in your business, you're going to thrive no matter what.
You know, I really like that. And I think the number one success stopper of connection is fear. So, you know, let's talk really briefly, because I know you talk about this, how do we use fear to transform our lives? How do we use it?
Yeah. So just like anything else, the first thing to understand is that there is like huge dogma about fear and fighting fear and resisting fear and breaking through fear and stuff like that, versus what if you were listening to fear for a second as if it's an intelligent person, and ask the fear, have a conversation with the fear and ask her, let's call a female or a male, ask him or her, hey, what are you trying to tell me? What is the message that you're trying to communicate? I understand the drama of what you're trying to say. You're saying that I should quit this relationship, quit this business, quit this job. You shouldn't try to lose weight anymore. But I understand your idea. But give me the intelligence behind it. And once you ask that question, your fear is going to give you the intelligence. The moment you pick up the intelligence from fear, fear is going to disappear. That's it.
I really like that. I once wrote a book called Ask and You Will Succeed, 1001 Extraordinary Questions to Change Your Life. And what you're saying is focus on the question, ask a better question. I love that. I love that question, by the way. You know, there's another piece there, and maybe we'll bring Denise back in just a minute. But, you know, you were talking about she's focusing at 183.9 miles per hour. She's focusing on one point. What do you think the metaphysical message is on that?
Compounding focus. So for me, anybody who achieved, whether it is Da Vinci or Einstein or anybody who achieved big time in their life, they had a focus on one thing for a moment, for 1 hour, for 1 year, for 10 years, for 30 years. For Dennis, it was like cycling. And for somebody else, it's something else. For Amazon, it was delivering world-class customer experience. So if you continue focusing on this small thing, just like compound interest is growing in your bank, the compounding focus is going to grow energy in you, focus in you, that's going to scale your business.
Wow, I really love that. All right, listen, I'm going to take a really quick break. Let me see, do I have time? Actually, I don't have time. We're not going to do a break. What we're going to do is I'm going to bring Denise back in. And Denise Kerenick and I are going to ask one really quick question. And that question is this. Denise, what is your message to the world right now?
My message to the world is get back into the game of life, set a goal, and go for it. Uh-oh, I don't know if I missed
it. Yeah, get back into the game of life, set a goal, and go for it. I love that. That's awesome. Very good. All right, so now I'm going to ask Rubel Shandy the same question. What is your message to the
So my message to the world is be joyful and expand joy. That is the single purpose of our soul. Let's be joyful no matter what, and let's expand joy in the world.
And one last thought. Where do we get that book again? Let me put that book back up here so we get it. Where do we get it again?
You could get it either on Amazon. It's search for 90 Days to Life by Rubel Shandy, RubelChandy, or you could go to my website and get the book. It's 90 Days to Life. Thank you, Ken. I appreciate that.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to thank both of you guys for being here. And by the way, if you can both stay on for 1 minute after the show, I'd like to ask you a couple of things. But thank you so much for being on the show. You've really contributed a lot, I believe, to the mindsets of our audience. And you've really helped them to really think things through in a different way. So thank you so much. So listen, if you're enjoying the stories of courage, the stories from my guests of how they've shifted their lives and change their mindsets and how they focus, how they use their time productively. You know, we all have the same amount of time, right? But I bring in guests that use it so productively with these mindsets that can help you to really change up the way you do your life. We all have an amazing opportunity right now in this moment, no matter what's happened, no matter how many failures you've had, no matter how many setbacks, no matter how poor relationships you've been in or businesses that haven't made it, right? No matter what, you have an opportunity right now to switch things up, change your life up, and create much more joy, much more success, much more wealth in your life. But you're going to have to do a couple things. One of which is you're going to have to reprogram your thinking. The second one is you're probably going to need to learn how to go instill your mind, get quiet, contemplate. Einstein was a great contemplator, right? We talked about questions earlier on. Einstein asked one question. What would it be like to ride a light beam of light? He asked that for years, decades, right? Till he came up with a special theory of relativity, E equals MC squared. Focus is the key. All right, listen, I want to just thank all of my guests. Also thank UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio in New York City, Podopolis, E360 TV, Flix TV, and Las Vegas TV Network, among a few of the amazing networks that are supporting you to have the most amazing, incredible experience and journey in this life. Until next time, I hope you will continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible.